Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to another episode of The Working Wife with me, your host, Myro Simpson. All right, so this week I want to talk about living an intentional life. I believe that life is best lived on purpose, and what that means is we plan for things, not necessarily overboard, but at least we have some type of foundation and structure in place so that we don't allow life to just happen to us. Now, what prompted me to go with this topic for today is I saw a tweet on Twitter from Sugar Cook Lewis, and she said that it was time for her to pretty much go towards her dreams and put a plan in place. And my question back to her was, well, what's the first thing you plan to actually do? And she said that she was going to put her business plan together and actually follow through and ask if I had any suggestions. So I thought, let me share my thoughts around this thing called life and, again, living it intentionally. So I have a program that I call My Intentional Life Plan, and I'm going to highlight some of the points from it in our show today. Now, she talked about creating a business plan. I believe we should have a life plan, and then any business plan become a part of that or a subset of our life plan. And so we tend to do a lot of planning for events in life, and there are times when we compartmentalize them and we treat them as separate, independent events. And when this happens, unfortunately, there are some things that fall through the cracks, and those things that fall through the cracks are parts and bits and pieces of our lives. So our intentional life plan is designed to minimize or eliminate the cracks, and again, to make sure that we are living life versus life just happening to us. So what we're going to focus on today is identifying what a self-inventory is. We'll take how you take a self-inventory, creating your image affirmation, creating a visualization panel, identifying and selecting your maintenance squad, and then being on purpose with your goal setting. In here. All right, so when I talk about taking a self-inventory, there are some big buckets in life that we tend to come back to or live out of most often. There's spiritual or religious health, that's physical, mental, and emotional, family, career, financial, and education. So if you were to think about most things in your life and what you have to do, they're going to most likely fall into one of these larger buckets. So with your self-inventory, you want to identify where you are. Now, at this point, how you got here is irrelevant. Focusing on how you got here allows you to stay here, blame others and circumstances, and you don't end up fully owning and taking responsibility for your position in life. So you must own that. Whether it's good, bad, or indifferent, you must own your position in life. So you simply want to identify where you are as it relates to these bigger buckets, again, spiritual, health, family, career, financial, and education, without putting emphasis on how you got there. Next, you want to focus on where you want to be, and you want to speak about where you want to be in the present tense. So you want to say, I am a college grad. I am a faithful wife. I am a caring mother. I am living a healthy lifestyle. I am a VP of whatever department that is. I am completely debt-free. You want to talk about where you want to be as though you are already there, right? So just as we have to own our position in life, we also need to own our future. Next, you are going to create an image affirmation. Now, I believe I coined this phrase. I'm going to take credit for it because I haven't seen it anywhere else. But people often talk about, you know, positive affirmations, and I stand in the mirror and I tell myself how wonderful I am. Well, your image affirmation is going to guide your life. It's going to tell you and others who you are and who you want to be. This is who people should see when they look at you, when they hear you talking, when they're listening to you. You want to write this, again, in present tense, and you want to speak positively about yourself and to yourself, understanding that this creates positive changes in you in a shorter period of time. So my image affirmation, at least when I put this program together, stated that I am a loving Christian wife, mother, daughter, sister, and friend who inspires, motivates, and encourages others to live intentionally and be accountable for their actions and decisions. I listen intently with an empathetic ear to find the bright spot others do not know exist. All right, number three, this visualization panel, which we've heard all the time referred to as a vision board. And so it can be a board, it can be a scrapbook, it can be a notebook, whatever works for you. You want to have a visualization of the things that you are working towards in life. Many things only become real to us when we can see them, touch them, taste them, smell them. And so this visualization panel is going to give you something tangible as it relates to moving towards your goals and dreams. So what you'll do is you want to close your eyes and visualize your image affirmation, so the statement that I just read. And then you want to take that image that's in your head and you want to capture it on paper. So whether it's pictures, words, whether you're using a bedazzler, ruffles, whatever it is, you want to take that image that you see when you state your image affirmation and put it into this visualization panel. All right? So once this panel is created, it should move you to action every time you look at it. There should be so much oomph put into it that when you look at it, it is impossible for you not to say, I need to be moving. I need to be on my game, on my grind, and making it happen. Place this visualization panel somewhere where you'll see it at least three times a day, so that in the morning when I wake up, if it's when I come home from work, and it's right before I go to bed, I want this visualization panel to be in my face at least three times every day. All right, next, let's talk about this maintenance squad. I love this word. I'm not necessarily a girly girl, but side note, I do want people one day, my people, to call your people. So I decided that since I don't quite yet have quote-unquote people, I at least want to have a fierce maintenance squad. So we, especially as women, often try to go at things alone. Big mistake. You do not have to be superwoman all the time. There are people in our immediate space who want to see us happy and successful. So what I'm going to challenge you to do is identify at least three people, I don't recommend any more than five, who are going to provide you with guidance and feedback that will stretch you to places that you don't even know exist. You have to carefully vet these people and ensure that they are just as vested in your success as you are. Your maintenance squad will hold you accountable and not accept any excuses from you. And according to my sister-in-law, at least one of these people must be a firm butt kicker. So when you call them and you start down that woe is me road, they cut it off immediately. And one of the first questions they're probably going to ask you is, well, what were you doing? What part did you play in this? What piece of this mess do you own and need to focus on? Your maintenance squad has to be bold. They have to be strong. You do not want any pansies on your maintenance squad. We don't do pansies. We just don't. Offended or not, I don't care. Your maintenance squad has to be strong because they are going to be part of the backbone of helping you get through this thing called life. So through your journey, you're going to end up sharing some of your innermost thoughts and desires with these individuals. So it's important that they are worthy of such an honor and a privilege. Right? So now that you've gone through all these things, you've conducted a self-inventory, created an image affirmation, created your visualization panel, identified and selected your maintenance squad, now it's time to be on purpose. You are going to actually do some goal setting. And so what you'll do is you want to select one area from your self-inventory. And you don't want to try and do all the areas at once because I don't want you to be overwhelmed. When we get overwhelmed, we get frustrated, and then we give up, and we don't move past the spot where we currently are. So select one area from your self-inventory. And for the purpose of today's demonstration, we're going to say that we're focusing on, all right? So you want to select an area from your self-inventory and identify what are your aspirations as it relates to this particular area. Again, we're focusing on health. You got to think about how will you get there? What resources will you need? You need to make sure that your aspirations or your goals are smart, specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and timely. You want to make sure that you can also identify what I affectionately refer to as snags. These are the obstacles. What are some things that you foresee as obstacles? And even more importantly, how will you overcome them? And then you also want to make sure that you reward yourself when you attain or meet your goal or aspiration. What good is crossing the finish line first if there's no trophy, ribbon, or bragging rights to take home? All right, so let me show you what being on purpose looks like in action. So we're focusing on health, and I'm going to break down my goal even further, not just saying I want to be healthy, but I want to start this health journey. And in the first 30 days of being on purpose, my aspiration is to lose 7 pounds. And so I'm saying I want to lose 7 pounds by March 31st, or I will, lose 7 pounds by March 31st. Again, it's positive, it's in the affirmative voice, and I'm speaking in present tense. And then I want to even break that down further and say, what are at least 3 steps that I need to do in order to reach this aspiration? 1, I need to purchase running shoes and workout attire by Monday. 2, I need to activate my membership at the YMC before next Saturday. 3, I'm going to work out at least 3 days a week for 30 minutes. And 4, I'm going to drink at least 16 ounces of water each day. So going from I will lose 7 pounds by March 31st to identifying 4 additional steps that I need to take to make sure that happens, it's breaking it down, it's taking the pie and slicing it up into pieces so that I can enjoy it slice by slice versus gorging on an entire pie and making myself sick. Now, what are some snags for me? I don't have time to work out in the evening. That's an obstacle. So how am I going to handle that snag so that I get back and stay on track? So I will get up 45 minutes earlier and work out in the morning. And then once I achieve my aspiration, how will I reward myself? I'll give myself a 1-hour full body massage. Doesn't that sound good? So I have taken this health bucket and I've identified an action that I want to take, a goal I want to reach in the next 30 days, which is I will lose 7 pounds by March 31st. And then I broke that down into 4 smaller steps to ensure that I can reach this aspiration. I identified the snags and then also put an action plan in place in order to handle those. And I know how I'm going to reward myself once I achieve this aspiration. All right, so we're putting on our big girl panties here. And again, I want to highlight the things that we need to do if we are going to have an intentional life plan, so that we live life and life doesn't just happen to us. 1, complete your self-inventory. Again, those big buckets in our self-inventory in this thing called life tend to focus around spiritual or religious, health to be included of physical, mental, and emotional, family, career, financial, and education. Two, I'm going to craft my image affirmation. Again, this is that positive statement written in present tense. It is who people should see and hear and experience when I am in their presence. Three, we're going to create a visualization panel. Take that image affirmation that you see in your head and you get it out of there. You put it on paper. You put it in a scrapbook. You put it in a notebook. Whatever it is, you get it out. You get it somewhere that you can see it at least three times a day and make sure that that visualization panel is something that inspires you to take action every time you take a look at it. Four, identify and select your maintenance why. Again, at least three, no more than five people, no pansies. These people have to be fierce. They've got to keep you on your game. They have to hold you accountable. And remember, at least one of them needs to be a firm butt kicker. And then five, be on purpose with your goal setting. Begin with one of the areas of your self-inventory. Break that down and put it into smaller bites that you can take in easily. So what do I need to do in the next 30 days? How am I going to break those 30 days down into some doable action steps? I'm going to identify the snags or things that might hold me back, and I'm going to also identify how I'm going to overcome them. And then I'm going to identify what my rewards will be. And this being on purpose can be used for any time frame. I can do it for the next 30 days. I can talk about what I want to accomplish over 60 days, 90 days, 6 months, 1 year, 5 years, 10 years. It's the same process regardless of how long of a time frame you are putting in place. All right. Please know and remember that this doesn't have to be completed in one setting. This is not a race. It is a journey. You just want to make sure that you have a breathing, living life plan in place. So again, you can live life and life won't just happen to you. Some things you'll need to create or begin your intentional life plan journey: a notebook, pen and pencil, poster board, a scrapbook, piece of paper, whatever you prefer for your visualization panel, a very open mind. Do not limit yourself. The world truly is your oyster. And be ready. Begin your journey of self-discovery today. Now, if you want some more guidance on beginning living this thing called life, living life intentionally, join me on my Facebook page, The Working Wife. Check out my website, theworkingwife.com. I will be offering a program entitled Putting on My Big Girl Panties, My 21-Day Journey of Self-Discovery, where we do some deep and intensive self-reflecting, growing, developing as women, and really owning where we are in life, facing up to some fears, owning our truth, and visiting some of the highest of highs that we have ever known in life. Thank you for joining me this morning. I hope that you have taken something away that will allow you to be a better me for me. Again, I am Myra Apoife Simpson, The Working Wife. I can be found on Facebook and Twitter at The Working Wife. The website is theworkingwife.com. I also have a YouTube channel, which is going to be firing up in the next couple of weeks here, so check me out again at The Working Wife. Join us here each day on the Tribal Wisdom Radio Network. We have some amazing husband and wife duos facilitating shows throughout the week, as well as some wonderful wives and wives-to-be who are imparting knowledge about this thing called life and marriage, again, 7 days a week here on the Tribal Wisdom Radio Network. Thank you for your time. Enjoy your Saturday.